producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, it's true confessions time. although this one, I don't know if this counts as a confession, because we really didn't do anything wrong. If you listen to the program, especially Tracy, call us back. Jacob, you may even have Tracy's phone number there, because I know Manny got it from her. All right, so I check out the program before we go on the air every day. And I try and do it as far in advance as I can without messing up anybody else's phone lines. Because in the old days, if I would get a little anxious or decide to do things a little bit ahead of time, I could knock somebody else's calls off or because we share studios. All right. So yesterday I sort of did my usual check before we go on the air, and nothing was working. And so my default position is, I unplug something. You know, something got unplugged. Because basically I do my program by myself in a room, and then the guys are in Minnesota, and so we have all sorts of cool electronics and technology and satellites. But basically when something goes wrong, I need to do the problem solving because I'm the one with the equipment. And first of all, I have to discern whether it's here or there. And my default assumption is it's my fault. I did something wrong. So I'm rebooting and I'm checking plugs, and I've actually taken pictures of all my equipment so that I know what goes where. I mean, I usually can scope it out, but you know, when you get a little panicky, your powers of observation are somewhat reduced. So I'm thinking, oh, okay. And I've been working on this for like, the better part of an hour. So I call Manny and say, first of all, I called because I figured Manny wasn't around yet. So I called at GCN. I called up some people to say, okay, are you having problems there? No. And I said, well, can you troubleshoot with me? And they said, well, no. So to make a long story a little bit shorter. So I'm saying to Manny, well, should I, you know, do you want me to go on the air just using my telephone as opposed to the equipment? And he said, no, it's going to sound like crap. And one of the things that I learned very early on as a broadcaster, I had a cold, and I came into work and I sounded like this. But I figured, you know, my brain worked perfectly well, and that's what people really were calling to listen to. And they threw me off the air. They said, you sound awful. And, you know, it's true that if you listen to something that's in a movie theater, if the soundtrack is scratchy, you'll leave. If you're listening to a song on your iPod or something, and it's somehow somewhere, you'll turn to another one. So I understood that, yeah, my brain is primarily what runs the program, but I have to transmit it through my voice. And if my voice is irritating to people, they're gonna turn it, switch it off. So executive decision. Okay, we're not doing phone. But before, this is similar things have happened before, and I've basically been able to problem solve it enough, troubleshoot, to get myself back on the air. So, it doesn't feel very good. And I'm, you know, there's nothing obvious. There's nothing that's obviously unplugged. I've rebooted everything. And I finally look down at my router, and it is blinking at me. So I call, I guess I can tell you what it is. I call Comcast, because that's who carries the. It's Time Warner in one place and Comcast in the other. And I said, the first thing they said, the poor man, he said, how's your day going so far? And I'm usually pretty civil and nice to people. I'm like, oh, it's fine. How's yours? Where are you? How's the weather? I said, it's awful. I'm about to lose my job. You know, what's going on here? They said, oh, yeah, we have gotten some other complaints. They cut the line. They were doing construction, which means they cut the line. And they cut it for AT&T and Comcast. I said, well, when is it going to be repaired? They said, well, by 5 o'clock today. So, I mean, there was some mild vindication in that it wasn't me. But So I got a day off inadvertently, except I really didn't get a day off because there was all that troubleshooting and it took a while. But so that's, we were on tape yesterday. We are not on tape today. I am here. Everything seems to be working fine. Jacobs say everything's working fine, so they understand that I'm not just talking to a void.
Everything is working correctly.
I love it. Nothing can go wrong. No, I'm kidding. All right, that's a joke. All right, so I have a quick story to tell you. I was doing an interview with somebody. For some reason, this political season, everybody wants to talk with a psychologist. And if you go to drjoy.com, there's my interview with talkers. And I did another interview with somebody called that's called Political Blog, I think. So I'm in demand now as a psychologist talking about politics. I don't talk about the political platforms. I talk about birth order and candidates and, you know, their siblings and volunteers and stuff like that. Psychological part. And so I was talking with this guy, and we had just done the interview, and he said, I just gave away too much, didn't I? I'll tell you what the gist of the conversation was. He was talking about he has a friend who has a kid who's going into the Navy, and he said that this kid has wanted to go into the Navy since he was like 5 years old. And now he's going off to boot camp, whatever the naval equivalent of boot camp is. I guess it's boot camp. And I guess it's his brother-in-law or something like that, said, you know, I told him, don't worry, if somehow this doesn't work, you know, we love you anyway. And I said, well, I know the motivation for that, but the message he will take away from that conversation is, Dad doesn't think I can do this. That the role of parent is by and large to be that of a cheerleader, that the world will close the door on our kids soon enough. And so our job is to say, I'm with you on this, go get them. And if something drops out, if something goes south, then it's the time to say, I'm still proud of you. You got farther than most people get. What do you want to do now? How can I help you? But we do it for the best of reasons. We do it because we want our children to feel, number one, protected. That the idea, the eventuality of something might go wrong may be protected, which, of course, it is not if you think about it. But second of all, that we love them no matter what. Understandable. Good motive. Bad strategy. Think about if you were about to go to the Olympics, or you were about to bungee jump, or you were about to take an exam, and your parents said, don't worry, if you fail, I'll still love you. What's the message you're getting?
You're going to fail.
So as a parent, the inherently obvious answer is seldom the right answer. What you need to do is think about how it would feel if someone said it to you. So I said to him, and he was not buying this at all, incidentally. I said, you know, you should tell your brother-in-law this. He said, well, no, you know, and I said, look, think about it for a moment. The message that you want your kid, any kid, your brother-in-law's kid to have is, go for it. I'm behind you. Think about the Oscars, right? Or any other award that people say, my parents always said I could do anything I wanted to do. Think how often you hear that message from people who've just done something extraordinary. That really is the role of parent. And you can say, well, it's unrealistic. Well, the world will teach your kid about realism soon enough. I think your job is to teach your kid about support and self-confidence and doing what they think they want to do. When that doesn't work, you can always reaffirm how much you love them, how proud you are of them, how far they got, what their choices are, what they think their choices are. Do they want to try it again? But to say, if you fail, I'll still love you, is actually the wrong message. For the right reason, but the wrong message. And one other comment that I had been saving for you guys was, all right, here's let's see how you're doing this, Jake. True or false, you should recycle pizza boxes.
Oh, I'm a bad one to ask this because I just throw everything in there by my own guess. I would say it's probably false.
You should not recycle.
Yeah.
You're right. You know why?
Because it's a grease or something?
You're absolutely right. 100%. Good for you. A+. And I would have failed it twice. I would have failed it because I would have thought, well, it's cardboard. But it's true. Once you get the grease on it, it's really not recycled.
Yep.
So there you go. Jacob, he is our recycler. I would also point out that people who are chintzy we're the earliest environmentalists. I have an aunt who used to reuse and rewash aluminum foil. She'd be an environmentalist today. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, I was talking about my irritation. It was actually, by the time I got to irritation, I was, you know, I'd been dealing with this for a while. I was kind of, what am I going to do now? And it wasn't panic per se, because, but it was just that kind of urgency about it that just really didn't, because I could figure out what was going on. And when I can't figure out what's going on, then, and my forward progress has been completely eliminated, then, but finally figured out what it was and did make me happy, but at least made me feel, I called up GCN and said, look, it's not you guys, it's not me. They cut the line. So there we go. Alrighty. On this day in history, the Comstock Law was enacted, which is about obscenity. Lewd or lascivious or obscene books through the mail. I actually, that was in 1873, so we've been a Puritanic country for a very long time. When my daughter was very young, I have mentioned before, I was never much a fan of sending out Christmas cards because I was always in school. And so Christmas was the time you were studying for exams, and then I would say once I was out of school, but I was in school for a very long time. So I would send out spring cards because, first of all, nobody else sent out spring cards, so they were always got a lot of attention, and people responded to them, and they didn't get put in a stack, and there was no late date. I mean, you can't send out a Christmas card in January, right? But you can send out a spring card anytime you want because nobody knows when there's really no date. And in theory, you don't even have to do whatever the first day of spring is. You can do it around that day. So I've always sent out spring cards. So when my daughter was very young, when she was about a year, I guess she must have been just, I think it was when she was about a year old. She was walking. And I sent out a picture of her. We lived on the beach, and I sent a picture of her with a bonnet on and nothing else. I mean, and the joke used to be, there go the brown women having a contest to see who can wear the least. And so I sent out a spring card with her in her bonnet and saying, Happy Spring. And there was a big fuss about it because it was sending a picture of a one-year-old with no clothes on. So I got much more. Yeah, I know. I got in much more trouble when one year I was in, this was before she was born, I guess. I went to Russia and made up the cards beforehand, and they were full, they were self-contained. The envelope and the card were self-contained. And I just put a big seal on them. And they said, it was a peace symbol, and just said, from Russia with love, which I thought was kind of a cute pun on to Russia from love, with love. And I mailed them in Red Square, and they, first of all, they blew away from me. And at that time, there were a lot of protests going on, so I was people were very concerned that I was pamphleting, which I obviously wasn't. But then my parents' friends all said, did she defect? So that was my spring card. I've stopped doing that. Spring cards just got me in too much political trouble. Okay. the first organized indoor game of hockey was played, you guessed it, in Montreal. And it was recorded in the Montreal Gazette in 1875. Think about that. What's that, 140 years? No, it's 240 years. Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
No. No, it's 140 years.
Yeah, 140.
Okay, yep, 140 years. So I was going to say 240. All right, 140 years that people have been playing hockey. No wonder they're so good at it. AT&T was incorporated in New York in 1885. I'm hearing you boo. Shame on you. Time magazine on this day in 1923 was published for the first time. Star-Spangled Banner was adopted on this day in 1931 as the national anthem, almost impossible to sing. In 1939, Mahatma Gandhi began a hunger strike to protest the rule in British India. It was very successful. It was really the father of passive resistance. In 1991 on this day, not so happily, an amateur video captured the beating of Rodney King in L.A., started the L.A. riots. In 2005, Steve Fawcett became the first person to fly an airplane nonstop around the world solo without refueling. Have you ever heard of Steve Fawcett?
Nope.
I had neither. He needs a better PR agency. good news, monarch butterfly population is soaring thanks to conservation, which means we really can make a difference. On less than positive news, Google searches for how to move to Canada spike following the Super Tuesday results. That was one of the questions I got asked about celebrities saying if Donald Trump was elected president, they're going to move to Canada. And what did I think about that? And I said, well, somehow celebrities have always loomed larger in society. than the ordinary folk, which by definition, I guess, is what celebrity means from Roman times on, or maybe before that, we just didn't know about it. But, you know, it's a kind of Sean Penn school of life. He didn't actually move to Canada, as you may have noticed. But it is an interesting phenomenon. I know a whole lot of Canadians. They said, sure, come and move there. We'll tax the daylights out of you. Do you know Canadians pay 54% of their taxes, of their income in taxes?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
Yeah, and, well, they have socialized medicine.
Right.
So scientists here, I've seen this story reported like five times in the last week. Scientists hear a huge, mysterious, and repeating signal from deep in space.
It's intriguing.
I have no idea what that means, but everybody keeps reporting it, but since there's no information about it. And this was kind of an interesting issue, that Scott Kelly grew 2 inches, the body after a year in space. I guess gravity makes us shorter. I mean, you've heard the idea being that, well, if you think about it, it makes some sense. First of all, our body is primarily water. And think about how your body feels when you're standing upright on the shore as opposed to when you're floating around in the water, right? Because gravity is really not affecting you as much in the water because you're buoyant. In space, there's less gravity. And the idea, and not only are we mostly water, but that our disc space between our spinal column is basically acts as a shock absorber, and it's primarily water as well. So if you don't have anything compressing you all the time, so it's probably not that he grew 2 inches, it's that he expanded 2 inches, which I suppose is a different way of looking at growth. Alrighty, so given the fact that that I got irritated, let's hear, we started the irritation, I guess, on when you and I started, I guess, on Tuesday, didn't we?
Yep.
And then we got all those phone calls. Incidentally, Morgan, call us back, because I know you wanted to talk about something, and Tracy, you can call us as well. Let's talk about irritation, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see what people got.
This one I found slightly disturbing, as well as some other people seem to. Antonio says, homeless people who have bad personal hygiene who enter McDonald's, Starbucks, etc. This makes me lose my appetite.
Oh, honey. You know, a lot of places have, I know this is going on in New York, have places, like essentially public restrooms where people can go and shower, with the idea being that personal hygiene is an issue. But remember, number one, your nose equilibrates in about 30 seconds. And so maybe what you need to do is remember there, but for the grace of God, and maybe, you know, get some mentholatum to put underneath your nose, but maybe buy him a burger. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks, you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other people are irritated about.
Yeah. Lynn is irritated by people who don't pick up after their dogs.
Amen. It's not only irritating, it's illegal.
Is it?
And especially this time of year. Well, this time of year is going to be spring, but in the winter, of people who let their dogs poop on top of snow drifts or snow piles, what do they think is going to happen to that? That the poop fairy is going to come and scoop it up? I mean, come on.
Be nice.
Alrighty. I agree. Illegal, unsanitary, thoughtless. All right, so what else we got?
Lorraine, it says, impatient drivers, the ones who cut you off or honk the horn the instant the light changes. I would agree with her on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I actually was driving with a friend who, admittedly, is not a quick off the stoplight kind of person. and tends to drive fairly slowly. And this person, if someone honks, slams on her brakes and honks back, which I think is a little dangerous. And sooner or later, I'm terrified that somebody who is a victim of road rage and owns a weapon is going to come and deal with her. But, what can I tell you? I mean, the problem is that people quite often are distracted, that they're playing with the radio, or most often either talking on their cell phone or texting.
Mm.
All right, keep going.
Carolyn, when people say at the end of the day, which I'm guilty of, I say that quite a bit.
Why is that? That's just one of those pet peeves that is at the end of the day? Yeah, it's not one I use, but I can... For me, it's not so much that people... I'll tell you one of the things that, and this is in theory not pet peeves, because it's a step below it, right? It's just irritating. Pet peeves are kind of the when you retire the jersey for the irritating factor, right? It goes to the eaves, and it's just become the Hall of Fame. But people who repeat, they tell you the same thing like five times. The problem is, as people get older, my mother does it all the time, but I've gotten so used to it, I just smile sweetly and move on. With people who are younger than my mom, but almost as irritating, I at the outset will quite often say, "Oh yeah, you told me, you know, gee, that was it's interesting or something." So, but it doesn't do any good, and so I've decided that I have kind of a numerical limit. If somebody tells me things three times within a short period of time, then I'm willing to let it go. On the fourth time, I can get a little testy. But I actually know somebody who told me the same, said exactly the same phrase six times within probably about 5 minutes. And I was okay for the, maybe okay for the first five. By the sixth, I said, "You know what? You've told me that. I got it the first couple times," which is probably not charming on my part because I don't think they're aware of it. But it was getting to the point that I could feel, you know, that itchiness in your skin where you can feel like little itchy red bumps coming up, even though they're metaphorical. So I agree. All right, keep going.
We actually have Carol on the line here.
Oh, good. Sorry, my computer screen is such that I didn't see Carol. Thank
no
you
problem.
For reminding me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that didn't irritate you.
Nope.
Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Brown. I would like to know your opinion about how important the selection of a university is for a student that will be entering school in the fall.
Okay, it sounds, do you and your cherub have a disagreement, or you and your spouse have a disagreement about which school?
No, it's my granddaughter. She's the National Merit Finalist.
Good.
And the school that she wants to attend offers nothing. I think they'll give her like $1,200. There are a couple other schools she can get a full ride, but they're not as
prestigious.
Right, and not as strong in the areas that she plans to meet.
Okay, here's what I do. Let me give you a couple of answers to this. First of all, there are 3,000 accredited colleges and universities in the United States, and it's hard to pick the wrong one, especially for an undergraduate. Do you know what, does she know what she wants to do?
Engineering physics.
Okay, which means she's very likely going to get a graduate degree somewhere.
Right.
Okay. So here's the ways that, there are a couple ways of looking at this. First of all, I would, if it were my kid, if it were my grandkid, what I would say is go to some place that is competent. The first, you're going to take the exactly the same coursework wherever you go, whether you're going to junior college, a university, a college, some place that is free, some place that costs $65,000 a year. The first 2 years are essentially going to be the same any place. You're going to take the basics. So get them out of the way as quickly and cheaply as possible. And then if you do very well there, which I'm sure she will, then you can apply back to the prestigious school if you want for the last two, to transfer for your last 2 years. Or finish up very high in the pecking order at a, let's say, state university, because, and all the money you save you can then use for graduate school. Because by and large, especially if you need to go to graduate school, it's not that the difference between, say, an Ivy League school and a state school is going to be unnoticed, but she's going to do well any place. the first 2 years are going to be the same anyplace. At a smaller school, she's very likely going to shine brighter than she would at a more prestigious school. And she'll have the money for graduate school. So if it were my kid, it's not only my kid, I do a lot of counseling for high school students and for Rice, and say the first 2 years are going to be the same anyplace. So get them out of the way as quickly and cheaply. Do really well at them. One of the other examples that I give, even though to a certain extent I'm a counterexample, I went to school. And I went to the most prestigious of the three schools that I applied to and got into. I refused to apply to a state school because I knew my parents would make me go there. So I applied to three schools, got into all three. And the reason I went to the most difficult of the three and the most prestigious is because they gave me a 4-year full ride. But having said that, that's why I went there, is because I knew that my parents would oppose it, but because I wasn't asking them for any money, that I basically could do what I wanted to do. It certainly didn't hurt. I got a really good education there. Could I have gotten as good an education someplace else? Very likely. But the real moral of the story is, when I graduated from high school, I was in the upper 10%. When I went to Rice, I thought, well, okay, I'll do. I was in a different world. These are people who are going to win. I would have been a math science major any place but Rice. At Rice, I just wasn't smart enough. So it was a very useful thing for me, because I learned what I could do well and what I couldn't do well, where I can be academically competitive and where I couldn't. But by and large, I would say to your granddaughter that going to a prestigious undergraduate school, all things being equal, is okay, but they're usually not equal, and cost is one of them. And if she wants to go to graduate school, save at least the first 2 years, go to someplace else, get a ride, cover herself with glory. She'll have a great GPA. She's going to have to take the GRE, graduate record exam, or medical school exam, whatever she wants to do. But it'll give her a good grounding, not cost a whole lot of money, and use that money toward graduate school or medical school or whatever she wants to do. So that's what I would do. I think prestigious, graduating with a debt of, of $40,000 to $60,000 when you're 20 years old, or 22 years old, I think is a dreadful mistake.
And that's only a third of it.
Okay. So, yeah. And she's very, again, where what she wants to do, she's to be competitive in the field, she's going to have to do some graduate work. In graduate school, cover yourself with glory. Learn all the basics. How much are you willing? It's the difference between buying the store brand and the national brand. The national brand, you're paying for the advertising, and do your investigation. Make sure that the school that she's going to is well rated, that it has a good department in the fields that she's interested in. But again, first 2 years, you're gonna pay exactly the same money. I guess the best example I can give is vodka. And basically, vodka is all this, or sugar or anything else, that it's all the same formula. It all comes from the same place. How much do you want to pay for the label? So, but I'm a practical woman, as you can think. What I would do is just present it to her. I think any place she chooses to a certain extent and takes responsibility for it is probably going to be a better decision than what you or her parents want. But I'd present it to her exactly that way. If the first 2 years are going to be exactly the same, even if you're looking for a husband, you're going to be looking for a husband presumably in graduate school, not an undergraduate school. Cover yourself with glory. Go to a place that you can, and you may also be able to expedite the process. If she's doing very well at, say, a state school, she may be able to do 4 years and three. So I would, for undergraduate, get the best education for the least money, and then decide, use that all that savings for graduate school or medical school or something else. If you have any other questions, Carol, stay on the line, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Right, I know we ordinarily would have done DVDs several days ago, but we got too many phone calls on Tuesday, and yesterday Comcast didn't let me go on the air, and today is the day we do movies as well, so I decided there are a bunch of really cool DVDs that are out this week, so I thought I would tell you here, and we'll go back to irritations. Hopefully this isn't irritating. All right, we got Creed coming out today. This is the one Sylvester Stallone was nominated for supporting actor and won a bunch of awards. He did not win the Oscar. That went to Mark Rylance, and justifiably so, for Bridge of Spies. It's the story of a kind of Rocky VII, where we've got Michael B. Jordan, who plays the young boxer, who gets Rocky Balboa to help him train. I mean, it's a typical Rocky movie. You'll like it. It's sort of a Rocky for a newer generation. So, kind of fun. The Night Before is the movie that that nearly brought Sony to its knees. This one stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen. Basically, these are two guys who've always spent Christmas Eve together because Ethan's parents, who Joseph Gordon-Levitt, died on Christmas Eve when they were kids. So they basically party down to try and sort of remove the sadness. You know, they basically want to go to the biggest and best of all Christmas parties known as the Nutcrackers Ball. Silly movie. It was okay. I don't think it did as well as people expected it to do. There's something to offend everybody in it. And it was okay. Room is the one that got Brie Larson her Oscar, and also all of the rest of her awards. It's not an easy movie to watch. The idea is that what you don't figure out till about in what we see is a young mom with her kid trying to entertain him in a very small space. If you're a little claustrophobic, this movie, you'll probably be okay, but it's a little alarming. It's really two movies. The first is, well, it's actually three, I guess. The first is just watching a mother and son interact. The second is how this came to happen to be, which doesn't occur for a while into the movie. And the third is what happens in the aftermath. It's a good if upsetting movie. The Danish Girl, a lot of people feel was nominated as one of the eight best movies. Eddie Redmayne was nominated. Alicia Vikander not only was nominated but won for supporting actress. It's a story of the first transgender person who had surgery, and it's heartbreaking. I thought Eddie Redmayne was fantastic in this. He was under somewhat of a cloud because he won last year, but a lot of people think that this was one of the, if not the best, it was certainly one of the best. He was nominated for Best Actor. In some ways, I think it's a much more challenging role than what Leo won for, but Leo had been nominated a bunch of times, and so this was his year. Youth is a movie that you're either going to love or hate. Well, I shouldn't say that. There were parts of it I liked, large parts of it I didn't like. It just didn't make any sense to me. It's Michael Caine playing a conductor, an orchestra conductor, and getting together with his old friend Harvey Keitel. And Rachel Weisz is Michael Caine's daughter. Paul Dano plays a young man. Jane Fonda is in this and was nominated for some awards. They all are at a resort in the Swiss Alps, and they discuss their paths. Didn't do much for me. I thought it was kind of obscure, even though I like the actors in it. Legend was a movie that was better served by a documentary that I think was called The Craze that came out last year as a documentary. During the 50s and 60s, twin brothers Reggie and Ronnie Cray were terrorizing London. They were gangsters. The interesting thing about this is both brothers are played by Tom Hardy. And this is a very violent movie. You really can differentiate between the brothers. It's just not a very nice story. But if you haven't seen it, especially if you're a Tom Hardy fan, who also was nominated, he was not nominated, interestingly enough, for this. He was nominated as supporting actor for Mad Max. Miss You Already is a chick flick, admittedly so, but it has some moments in it. It's got Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette, both of whom are lovely actors to watch. They have been best friends, and one finds out she has breast cancer and has a hard time dealing with her friend who's finally conceived a child. So, it's also got Dominic Cooper in it, Jacqueline Bisset, who is always wonderful to watch, Patty Considine. It is an unabashedly chick flick, but and so bring a lot of Kleenex. Sunshine Superman is a documentary that focuses on Carl Bonish, who started the base jumping, which is that you take a parachute and jump off a building or a cliff. I saw it, I think, at Tribeca a year ago, but it's being released on DVD this week. It's Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Adrenaline Junkies, kind of part two. Let's see if there's any other movies. That's a bunch. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't forgotten. We just didn't get to it yet. Don Verdeen is one of those odd movies that will probably do much better on DVD than it did in the theaters. In the theaters, it dropped without much notice. It stars Sam Rockwell and is a biblical archaeologist, or at least he says he's a biblical archaeologist. He goes to the Holy Land and brings back biblical artifacts, and so he decides that he has to bend the truth to cover up the fact that he didn't really find what he was looking for, and gets involved with fundamentalist religious people. Will Forte is in this, Danny McBride, Amy Ryan, but it's really Sam Rockwell's movie. It's just, again, not a very nice person, and taking on the far right these days in satire is not necessarily a very useful kind of thing. 855-993-7569. Is that what you're telling me, that I'm just about out of time?
Oh, no, we have a caller on the line.
Okay, tell you what. Let's introduce the caller, Natalie, and then we'll hold Natalie over till next hour.
Sounds good.
Natalie, you're on the air. Tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then I'll hold on to you if that's okay with you.
Yes, Dr. Joy Brown. I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Who seems to be suffering from a bout of perfectionism. Everything has to be perfect. There's nothing in between. She doesn't seem to get that she's has the ability to make mistakes. And I need some help in terms of helping her to understand it's okay that she makes mistakes and that it's okay for her to try new things and to take some risks.
All right, let me get a little more background from you. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 children.
And which number is she?
She's a baby.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. When we come back, see if you can give me, you've said some very provocative things. I need to know what happens when she doesn't meet her own expectations, and perhaps an example. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about this when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.